On the steps of City Hall this week, Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer led a rally to raise awareness about sexual violence. The occasion, Denim Day.
We are making a motto of this year's event, empowering men to speak out against sexual violence. Yay! It's not just women who are victims. One in 71 men report being raped at some point in their lives. So just like women, men face a terrible stigma. Men also have a role to play in speaking out when they witness or hear about sexual assault. There is no easy answer to sexual assault, but we must not be ashamed or embarrassed to discuss this topic. And we must not assume that because a person wears a certain kind of clothing, they are asking to be raped. No, no, no.
No.
No. No.
So we have an obligation to protect every victim and root out every perpetrator of these terrible crimes.
Each person at the massive City Hall rally wore denim. Here's Councilwoman Julissa Ferreira.
In 1990, there was an Italian rape case in which 45-year-old driving instructor raped an 18-year-old girl. Though the instructor was initially found guilty, the Italian Supreme Court overturned the verdict. In a statement by the chief judge, he argued, because the victim wore very, very tight jeans, she had to help him remove them. And by removing the jeans, it was no longer rape, but consensual. That is absolutely appalling.
Yes.
And we are here to say, as women, and the men that stand with us, that regardless of what we wear, we give no one the right to sexually assault us.
Right. 51 community partners joined the rally, including nonprofits, city agencies, colleges, and youth groups. Councilmember Andy King wore head-to-toe blue jeans. He came up to the podium and turned to the crowd behind him.
For everyone who has had to succumb to any type of violence, sexual violence, look at these steps. This is your beacon. You have support. Come out of the shadows. Tell us your story. Let us help you bring closure, help you move forward in your life. That's the only way we're able to bring this whole sense of crime and just destruction from our communities to a head. I'm asking you all, please get the message out. As a father, as a son, to all our brothers out there who are still trying to figure yourselves out, listen, your first encounter with the opposite sex is with your mother. And if you love your mother, you wouldn't want anybody to disrespect your mother's body. So please, don't do it to any sister walking around. Don't do it to anybody on the street. For my sisters who can't get it right sometimes, because some of our young brothers have felt uncomfortable by some way our ladies have treated us, listen, it's all about respect and it's all about love. So let's love ourselves so we can love each other the right way that God created us. And if anybody can't figure it out, we got NYPD is going to handle it for us right now. God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you.
NYPD Commissioner Bratton also wore blue jeans. He said as part of his reorganization efforts, he set up an office to deal with victims of sexual violence.
We continually victimize victims when we bring them to court and they have to go through rigorous cross-examination and reliving these events over and over again. So we're going to do our part to try to work with the many agencies that are involved in this issue to reduce the victimization that they receive after they have been the victims of this terrible, terrible crime.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention found 1 in 5 women are survivors of rape. 1 in 2 women and 1 in 5 men experience some form of sexual victimization. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 men were sexually abused before the age of 18 years old. It's attitudes which need to change, says Quinton Walcott. He's with CONNECT, a New York City organization that does domestic violence and gender violence prevention work.
We can't really continue with this kind of band-aid approach where we just kind of respond once an incident of violence happens or sexual violence happens or domestic violence happens. We need to kind of really be more proactive and look at how can we prevent this from even happening. And when it does happen, develop effective and appropriate services, because it's not a one-size-fits-all for all people. Some people may not report because they're undocumented, so they fear of being deported, or the person who they're relying upon to stay in the country gets arrested and then they'll be deported as well. Or it might be fearful of reporting because of poor relationships with police, so they may not see that as an effective way of going. So really kind of really plugging people into the community-based services that are available, but also really concentrating on prevention and work with young men and adult men who are committing most of the violence. It's just a truth that we have to be honest about and really figure out how can we transform those attitudes to prevent that behavior from happening.
Wolcott and others at the rally say systemic change is what's needed. For a list of Denim Day partners, go to nycdenimday.org. And if you're experiencing sexual assault, the hotline number is 212-227-3000. Again, the sexual assault hotline number is 212-227-3000. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.